We've got the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us from the bench. Coach, a tough loss. Ohio State, what was it about them in that first period that your team just had a hard time against them?
Well, I certainly give them credit, first of all, Kelly. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think we were as focused and engaged as we needed to be when the game started. The second goal, you know, we our D just fell down. You know, we talk about puck luck. You know, we got bad puck luck on that particular play. We fell down, and that gave them a 2-on-1, and they capitalized on it. But, again, I just didn't think we were as sharp and focused as we needed to be when the puck dropped. But I thought we certainly got better in the second and third periods, and, you can see why Sobe, she's playing very, very well. She's seeing the puck extremely well, and she made a lot of big stops for him.
Not a typical day for Brittany Mowat, although you can't say that was her fault.
No,
a couple of those
no.
were weird bounces. The one that hit the post there, I don't know if it was the first goal or the second goal.
That was the first goal. It was a good play by their player. She was coming across. She was a left-handed shot going right to left, so she's shooting back across her body, and she put it in off the post. So that was a nice shot.
It was a very clean game as far as no penalties called. Both teams go 0-for-1 on the power play. So your power play did get 3 shots on net. What did you think? How did they look today?
Well, we got 3 shots, but we didn't have none of them were second opportunities, third opportunities, and we kind of thought we were standing and waiting for things to happen rather than moving and making things happen. So. It's just something we just got to continue to work on. We haven't obviously had a tremendous amount of opportunities the last few games, so we'll just keep working on it. But obviously every time you get a power play, it's an opportunity. Number one, you might be able to score, but two, also change the momentum of the game. We just weren't able to do that.
Kiki Radke today had 10 shots on net for your team. Talk about the play of your freshman.
She was outstanding. I thought she was just a lot of energy. Great on the forecheck, her back pressure. I thought Kiki had an outstanding game.
Your team also winning a lot of faceoffs, 35 to their 19. How important is it to win those faceoffs?
It's huge, Kelly. It's all about possession. You know, you win the draw, you have the puck. So you lose the draw, now you're chasing, you're playing defense. So there's no question that faceoffs are big. There's just a lot of positives in this game. Unfortunately, we came up short on the scoreboard, and that's the one that counts the most.
Madison Hutchinson's shot from the blue line that went in, unbelievable. She's got a hard slap shot and a quick one at that. I mean, the puck was bouncing around in the slot, and it hit traffic and then bounced back to her somehow, and she ends up putting that one away and buries it. For your senior captain, how big is it for her to lead by example at that point?
Well, she does all the time. I mean, a lot of little things. It's not just the offensive side of it. You know, she's definitely the core of our defense and gets a lot of ice time. But that's an example of getting a shot on net and with people in front. And fortunately, they were the ones. A lot of their players were in front. And if she doesn't see it, it's obviously a lot harder to stop it because she's shown that if she sees it, she's going to stop it. I'm talking about their goalie. So obviously, it was a big shot and a big goal at the time. We had some other chances. We had some chances right down there at the end, and we just came up short.
How much did you adjust your lines? I noticed there were a couple of players that were not playing on their lines there late in that third period. Were you hoping to look for a little different chemistry, or?
No, it was just we had to kill the penalty, and so there were some different people on the ice, and then once we pulled the goalie, we had different personnel in terms of who was the sixth player, that type of thing. So. Otherwise, we were pretty consistent with the lines.
Jim, what does your team need to do to get a win here tomorrow?
Well, very similar last weekend. We've got short memories and get refueled, get a good night's sleep, and come back tomorrow ready to go. We got to play a complete 60 and see if we can't get a few more by their goalie.
Better luck tomorrow. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our post-game show, brought to you by Paul Bunyan Communications. We will come back and wrap things up here from the Sanford Center just in time for the Beaver men's hockey broadcast to kick off at 5:30. They are at Northern Michigan on Mix 103.7. 3-1 our final. Ohio State upsets Bemidji State here on the Beaver Radio Network.